Yeah.
So he says the same thing is true of the just like he said before, that the world to come is the chlau, no matzav of any change, and therefore there's no maisim tovim and so on. This world there's no matzav of hanacha, and it's something which is always in the move. So in a sense, this is getting back. Is that they'll have it's Falun Haba. Well, I want to try to explain this a little bit better, a little bit more specific what he means. In the Tfisa, the difference between Tzaddikim and Rishayim is not only in Tachlis, are they doing the mitzvahs or Averis and so on. There's also a Be'etzim difference. Perspective, this world is the world of Hechetimtze. So when you give a tzaddik yisurim, you're giving him a certain in his perspective of this world, his tfis of this world, yisurim has a makam, and if it's for Toelos, this calls the achnis. Masha'ein kein rishoyim. This world, the tfis of this world is as the end of it all. So each one, let's feed tfisosai, it is no miscarriage of justice. For the tzaddik, the tfis of this world is hechetimtze, and the mela yisurim, in as much as they are a hechetimtze, they are part of it. In the rishayim, it's not. They're not the same thing. They're not the opposites. The answer is they are the opposites. the salva of the tzaddik, because this world is something which is the salva is showing that this world is a place classic, as opposed to the tzaddikim, where the surim is the receptive for it. You find surim not in the sense of punishment. It says that there are three things, that there are three Maktanis Tavis that are Nikne B'Yisurim. So this would mean, in that sense, hardship and difficulty, rather than just pure pain or tsar. I guess the right translation would be difficulty. Or you could say Yisurim are difficulties that focus you in a certain Mahalach, in a certain Derech, on a certain road. That would all be part of that. Now he says there's another place where you see the this type of what's the right word for it? This inyan about tzaddikim, that their mahus of their tefis in this world should always be a tim tzaddik. Rashi says by Yaakov it says b'kedaka l'shem b'shalva kovtav l'uzos yosef tzaddikim mevakshel l'shem b'shalva oimak kodesh baruch hu l'dayan l'tzaddikim v'ashem suglam havel shvakshel shvalam hazeh. So it's a little bit hard to understand. Say that. Okay. So what's the problem? Rashi Kilo says that the shalva doesn't have a makom in this world for tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, the biggest ejaculation of shalva in this world is loydayel tzaddikim. It's something which they are the makom of shalva belongs there, and it's what's the right word for it? It's a perversion of this world. If there's a chippus for shalva afterwards, void yesh leima. Sha'ama havizan of laroyes valtir roshes shualim. One more thing, I want to install to this point. It says it says in Shabbos that Rav Bal Shivuta and so on, different amoroyim would prepare different things for Shabbos. So there's a shaila. The Gemara puts it under the caption of mitzvah b'yisur shluchay. So the problem is, there's a big shaila over there. Is this true about every mitzvah? I mean, do we go ahead and learn how to make batim to mekayim mitzvah b'yisur shluchay? Do we go ahead and personally grind the matzah down to the b'yisur shluchay? All the things that are chanis, they don't find that. I mean, it's mentioned sometimes. It's a nice thing to do, but in Hilchos Shabbos, it's mentioned as something which is basically a chiyuv. The Rambam, it's a shaila how they learn exactly, but there's a mashmos in Rambam, others that ki'ilu, it's part of Kavod Shabbos if a very chashiv mechubedik person engages in it. In other words, since the Rambam, this is all under the inyan of Kavod Shabbos, and since in Kavod Shabbos is an inyan that the person, that the more, like if I personally go ahead and I do something for an areach, that's a Kavod. If I send my kid to do it, that's a Kavod. So here, since it's all Kavod Shabbos, the Maila is Dafka when a person does it himself. Which raises the issue of if that should be only Shabbos, there should be other things. So how do you learn there with the Beis Mishluchay, and so on. I had another knetch, again, not so much on the halacha, but I guess more on the Inyan Shabbai, that in Hilchus Hachanah for Shabbos, it's daf of the day, a sukkah, there should be a sukkah. Now, if I have somebody put up a sukkah, he's putting up the sukkah. There is no inyan. There's an inyan mitzvah shesuchin in the kiyama mitzvah. So, since there's only hechshav for a mitzvah, then I can do it to somebody else. But in erev Shabbos, mishatorach be'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, the hadgasha is that me'inyani Shabbos it is that somebody should be tereach erev Shabbos, that there should be an asiyah erev Shabbos, bedafka, because that shows that the erev Shabbos is tirchadik and the Shabbos is menuchadik. It's mavli the difference in two worlds because sheshes yom tasim lachtecha is a chiyuv. In other words, it is a shesh me'amaisa, and Shabbos is menucha. It's also something that we can understand when Chazal say, when Rashi brings the Chazal that v'yichal be'mashvir, v'yishvati mashvir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped doing on Shabbos or he started resting on Shabbos. So Rashi says, a bus of a dumb can't be mitzamtzer shoyisov, so we need to add Taisa Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can be mitzamtzer mishos, is manim, he can go straight to the Shkia. So, what's the Indian Shabbos? In other words, fine. I mean, I know that it's very difficult to get everything done, so it's always a race with the clock, and you always, rushing with Shabbos. Fine. That's us because we're sort of shlemazels. But mitzad the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean that he went down to the wire? What's the inyan to go down to the wire? The answer is because this world is the world of Asiya. It's not, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to be nach on Yom HaShishi, that would infringe on Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi is a time of avoda, and doing anything that would upset it, anything that would infringe on it, is taking away from this mitzvah of this world, the world is what it's supposed to be. So the just like the world of Sadovi is Be'etzim and Olam of Menucha, this world is Be'etzim a world of Avaida, and any change in that is being Garea from what its purpose will see, what it's not supposed to be. Okay. V'oide shloima shava oma havizonav la'raiz v'yosh shalom. V'samach achav oilam azadim ala proizdor v'chulu.
Shalom.
chiluk of toys that he is, he's not shayach to a. By him, Malchus Raimi is no longer Rosh Hashanah. By him, the end result, the kavana, is what's kaveya. I want to add a knesh to that. When we talk about why kavana would be kaveya or not kaveya, let's bring in a certain point. Whenever I do something, the asiya is what I'm doing. The menucha is the kavana shabai. Meaning, in Lamash, if I want to, if somebody sees me schlepping a package in the street, so the destination is the place where I will finish schlepping, where I will finish. If I'm the face grinding wheat, when I get to the consistency to the that I want, that's when I'll stop. So the kavana is always the makom menucha. That's where I'm. So in Reb Shimon Yochai's tfisa, the kavana is the chayfetz. It's the makom menucha shaboy. In the other tanoim, it's the mahalach shaboy. That's the difference between the two. Okay, any questions?
Is that the reason why we say that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, and you know, Rabbi Yosi, Halacha, Rabbi Yosi, and as we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon in this world because his tefisa is not
right.
So much of an Elam Hazadik tefisa.
Right.
The fact that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Halach, Rabbi Yosi, is that like Rabbi Yosi somehow in between the Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Yehuda?
Sure.
I don't know.
That I don't know.
Right.
But Rabbi Shimon is famous here, that they say. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Shkayach.
Shkayach.
Shkayach.